And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, we're all over the Southeast. Y'all talk about on radio and on live streaming and on podcasts. Thank you very much for being a part of our lives. The only reason why we get behind this microphone is because of y'all. Hey, listen, I'm going to go ahead and jump right to a phone call. Proud to say that we've got U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville on the line right now to talk about this situation we've got with the monitoring of his phones. Senator Tuberville, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm a good lawyer.
that's two words that don't often go together, good and lawyer. But I got a card in my pocket if you need it.
Well, I tell you, it's a mess. You know, the rot in this place just gets deeper and deeper. Wow. And, you know, Phil, I can remember back in when I was coaching University of Cincinnati about 10 years ago, Lois Lerner. Remember,
oh,
Obama
yeah.
turned her loose.
Oh, yeah.
All of the conservative 501s. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And ever since then, Republicans, conservatives have been attacked, have been investigated. It's just, it should be a crime. And, you know, I don't think there's enough blowback on this because there's so much other stuff going on. But we're not going to let this die. You know, this Arctic Frost that Chuck Grassley, Senator Grassley, has gone after. Basically, the whistleblowers are coming out of the woodwork, and that's how this one happened. A whistleblower come out and said, hey, there was a task commission given, you know, down from DOJ and Jack Smith, and they were fishing for dirt on Donald Trump, and, you know, they can't stand the guy, and they were trying to get him out.
Well, so what we know right now is that the document was discovered indicating that you and a number of others, including Senator Marsha Blackburn, Lindsey Graham, Josh Hawley, several of y'all, like almost a dozen of y'all, all Republicans, were having your phones monitored by Jack Smith's special counsel's office. So what the heck, Coach? I mean, do we have any idea why they chose y'all?
Yeah, well, because I was an ally with President Trump, and a lot of this even started before I was sworn in. And I used to travel with President Trump and go to introduce him at some of these rallies in Michigan and out in Lake Tahoe. And you know, they looked at people that knew President Trump and hoped they'd get something through, you know, phone logs or whatever. And again, Cash Patel called me last night. He said, Coach, we're not near done with this. Get ready. We're going after them. And I told him, as I told him to Cash, you know, people across this country are tired of listening. You got to get somebody and you got to indict them. Let's put them in jail.
Well, I'd just settle for also Jack Smith being one of the ones on a perp walk. I mean, that guy ran an out-of-control special counsel's office. $50 million they spent, you know, doing all the Mar-a-Lago raid and everything else. But let me ask you. I mean, so Coach, there's about a dozen of y'all. What do you know about this? Were they actually monitoring your phone calls, or were they actually bugging your phones? What do we know about this?
They could not tell us simply for the fact that it's gone to a grand jury, and again, they have not completed the investigation. This will get deeper and deeper as we go. There's no telling what they're going to dig up with whistleblowers coming out of the woodwork, because a lot of people that work in these agencies were not Biden fans. They were basically just Americans or Donald Trump fans or Republicans. They never thought that Donald Trump would win. They thought they could cheat their way into another victory with this loser, Kamala Harris, but didn't quite work out for them, and now they're getting ready to pay the price.
Yep, fooled around, found out. Well, listen, I'm glad we found this out, and I hope that we're going to wind up seeing more, like you said. And I'm glad to hear that there's a serious investigation and that Cash Patel is still on top of it. And, Coach, listen, I know you got a hard out. You gave us a quick phone call just to give us an update on this, and you got to be somewhere for votes in about a minute and a half. So just want to ask you real quick before you go, how's things going with shutdown negotiations? What do you expect on that, and are we going to stay shut down for a little bit longer?
Well, it's up to the Democrats. You know, we're voting on the same CR they passed 13 times in the last 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no different. And
yeah.
So they want to add $1.5 trillion now. They want to pay for illegal health care. They want to do away with the rural health care that we're going to get for Alabama and other states across the country. It's a disaster what they're trying to do. But all they got to do is say, okay, let's pass it for another 2 months and then negotiate. They don't want to do it. They want to keep it closed down. So be it. We'll go on with it, and at the end of the day, the American public will win.
Well, and I think so too. And listen, we appreciate you making time for us. I know you got to go right now, but Coach, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, thanks, Bill.
All right, stay in the fight.